Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, they met a new girl in the neighborhood and she wanted to show them her treehouse, but they had no idea she was a ghost.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Share your real ghost stories with us. If you want to call it in, it's 855-853-4802. If you'd rather write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Then you can also get ad-free versions of the show. You'll also get advanced episodes, access to the archive. You can become a premium subscriber. You can do it through Apple Podcasts. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes and my sister Kathy Gordon's here today.
Well, I am. I'm so excited to be here today.
I'm happy too. And, you know, I think this is an interesting story. Because it's one of those, you and I have talked about this before. Now, especially I think when you're a kid, you're more open to seeing things and seeing apparitions. I think as an adult, I don't think it's near as common. Some people have seen them. Some people haven't. Some people want to. Some people don't. But isn't it funny? Like sometimes maybe you did have an interaction and had no idea it was with a ghost.
I know. Like, we talk about that occasionally. Like, was that person really real?
Yeah.
You know, or not? Or, you know, you saw them that one time, but then you turned around and they were gone? Were they ever really there?
Where were they? They took off fast. Huh, that was weird. But yeah. As an adult, then you tend to rationalize it like, they must have taken off. That's it.
Yeah.
But as a kid, it's like, yeah, I'll go play. You know, you have a conversation with him, maybe. So it just makes me wonder about all those times. Maybe you did see an apparition and had no idea. Maybe you did talk to a ghost and you had no idea. Maybe it could have been like on a busy street in Chicago and somebody stopped or you made eye contact with somebody. Then you turn around, they're off in the crowd. Like you would never see people.
Yeah.
You know, go away half the time. We all got off the subway together. They disappeared.
Exactly.
So it just makes you wonder. So it's a good story. So here it is. It says, I have a few stories, but this one is probably the scariest and most unexplainable to this day. All my life, I have believed in ghosts. My dad has always been sensitive to the paranormal, which I think opened my mind to it starting from such a young age. Agreed. I think if your parents open to it, then you're not.
You know, and I think our dad was too, and not so much maybe our mom, but I think our dad was. And so that kind of, you know, validated us. Like it made you feel like it was okay if you had an experience.
And mom was just busy being mom.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother type of podcast. So it says this story is from when I was about 6 or 7 years old. I grew up in a very rural and small hamlet. I love it. She lived in a hamlet.
In a hamlet, yeah.
I don't even quite know what a hamlet is and would I recognize one if I saw it. It's in Hudson Valley in upstate New York, which would be beautiful, I would think.
I know. I went and spent some time there. It wasn't this last summer, summer before.
Sounds so beautiful.
It is beautiful.
My family had just moved to a new house that was built on a large property off a side street of another side street in the mountains. There were a few houses around us, but it was very quiet and a peaceful area where the neighbors knew each other, but mostly kept to themselves. It was early fall, and I remember the sky being a bit gloomy. I had my friend over, and we were playing in my yard, just tossing a ball back and forth to each other by the swing set. The house was kind of in the center of this street, and neighbors could see all sides of the yard from the street. My parents were inside the house doing some chores and cleaning. As my friend and I were playing, we looked down the street and saw a little girl who appeared to be our age. Although I was fairly new to this area, I had known all the kids that lived on the street since we went to school together. So I found it strange that I had never seen this girl before. My friend and I immediately started walking towards this girl and met her on the street where she was standing. It's what I love about kids. Two little girls will see another little girl and they're like, we need to go say hi. You know, I just think it's beautiful.
Or it's more like, who is that? We got to go find out who it is. Who are you?
Who's a little girl? Do you want to play? Over here?
Where do you
want to play together?
Yeah, you want to play?
I just think we could learn something from kids. Too bad we all grow out of that. I think the world would be a much friendlier place.
What's your name?
You want to get together? I don't know.
Do you like to do stuff? What stuff do you like? I like corn on the cob. But you know, I mean,
let's not talk politics. Anything else? Let's hang out. Where am I? So they start walking towards the girl, blah, blah, blah. She had just moved to a house that had been empty for a while, and it was about four houses down from mine. She invited us to come to her house and told us she had a treehouse in her backyard that we could explore. I was a very cautious child, and my parents never wanted us to leave the property without permission, but for some reason, I just followed along with my friend to see this girl's house. When we got there, I noticed the girl's father in the driveway and said hello to him. She began walking us around the perimeter of the house, but when thinking back, what was strange was there were no lights on, no boxes in the windows. I don't know what that means. And all windows and doors appeared to be completely shut. We still continued to follow the girl to the backyard, and she showed us the treehouse. I mean, maybe middle of the day, you know, no lights on or the windows and doors are shut. You know, maybe they just like a dark house. Like I said, I've always been extremely cautious and scared to try new things, so I stood back and watched my friend start to climb the treehouse with a girl. As my friend climbed a few steps on the ladder, I heard my dad nervously screaming to my friend and me. He came running down the driveway, ran right past the girl's father without saying a word. He also didn't acknowledge the girl and told my friend and I we needed to leave and come back home with him. He kept asking my friend and I what we were doing and why we went to this house, and we were telling him the girl was showing us her treehouse. He looked extremely confused, but just told us we needed to stay at our house for the rest of the afternoon. When we got back to my house, my friend and I continued to toss the ball in the yard, and the girl came back. We again met her down the street, and we told her we would play catch with her on the street. I started tossing the ball to my friend, and then my friend tossed the ball to the girl, and when she threw it to the girl, a giant gust of wind came up and a ton of dust started blowing around in the air, and then the girl was gone. My friend and I were stunned. We screamed and ran back inside the house and told my parents what happened. My parents were super confused and were a little freaked out. When I brought this up to my dad, he swore he never saw a little girl. He never saw her dad in the driveway of that house either. Both of my parents say no one had ever moved into that house at that time. It is completely unexplainable and very scary. I still wonder who this girl was. And when I think back through the story, I also find it interesting how this girl never stepped foot on my yard. We always had to meet her in the street. About 8 or 9 years after this occurred, a young family moved into the same house the girl brought us to. My mom knew this family through the school she was working and mentioned to them I was available for babysitting after school. It was for two little girls, and I would spend the afternoons with them in this house, helping them with homework and getting them settled in for the evening. Every time I was in their house, I would remember what I had experienced, and I always got the creepiest feeling on that property. The treehouse was still there, and my biggest fear was that these girls would tell me they saw a little girl in their house. Thankfully, that never happened. I love listening to the podcast. Helps me get through long work days. Thank you for letting me share my experience. I would love to hear your thoughts. I think it's really interesting, and actually I'm kind of surprised that she went on to babysit in that house. That was a little twist in the story.
Yeah, because, you know, babysitting can be kind of a scary thing. You know, we're young and, you know, here we're trying to take, you know, we're responsible for somebody else's children. And sometimes they're late coming home and it can be late at night and you're there by yourself and you're only 11 or 12 years old or something, you know, and it's a lot of pressure. And then, you know, to top it off with being in a scary house where you're nervous. I'm kind of surprised she didn't see the girl again later.
Yeah. I kind of thought that's where it was going when she said she started
babysitting
there.
Did you also think it was weird about the dad? Like, there's this...
seeing the dad?
Yeah, that the ghost girl's dad seemed to be there, and they said hi and walked on past him, and then when her dad came down, he went right past that dad. So they still saw him there.
The other thing I think's interesting is that the dad and mom, her dad and mom, had to have known the house was totally empty.
Right.
And so I wonder, it doesn't sound like they had a conversation like, look, we don't think you saw a little girl. It was your imagination. So I don't know.
Well, she said they seemed confused, yeah, you know, as to what they were talking about and didn't seem to understand.
But that might be why when she got older, she was able to go back there, because it was like, maybe it really wasn't a ghost. Yes, it was. That's what I think.
Yeah.
But no, maybe she, you know, had convinced herself, well, maybe I just saw things. Maybe it was another girl that lived nearby and wanted to go to that treehouse. I mean, kids do things like that. I remember when I was a kid, Teresa Gustafson, she took me to this lady's house, and she's like, it's my aunt's house. And we lived in Alma. And she said, it's my aunt's house, and she always has cookies. And I'm like, okay. So we go in her aunt's house. We're sitting at the kitchen table having cookies, and this woman comes in, and she's like, who are you?
What?
She had no idea.
She didn't know who this was.
No,
not really.
We go
her
running
aunt's
out. It was not her aunt's house.
Oh my gosh.
I was mortified.
I'll bet. Well, and how Teresa Gustafson knew she had cookies, that's a whole nother story.
I don't know. Maybe this is a little scam.
We need to have a juvenile delinquent podcast.
It was a little second grader scam she'd been running,
yeah,
like just eating cookies out of old ladies' houses.
Heaven only knows what kind of things are going on these days.
I never did ask her. Like, I was just so ashamed and embarrassed that I never was like, why did you take me in there? I just was like, I'm never going to go eat cookies with her again.
Well,
that was traumatizing. So, I mean, so I could see how a little girl could be like, this is my treehouse. And you're like, okay.
I can't believe you went to some lady's house you didn't know and ate her cookies, Carol.
Teresa's aunt's house, I thought.
Yeah, right, right.
What? Cookies?
You are
there.
A pushover. Cookies? No
chocolate
problem.
Chip? How you many bet. Can I have?
Exactly.
Is there anyone around to monitor my intake?
Yeah, you were pressing real hard to find out the truth on that one. You just heard chocolate chip cookies and you were down.
Oh, of course. I'd probably do that today.
But anyway, I definitely think it was a ghost. I think she saw a ghost. And what's interesting to me is this odd twist with the ghost dad.
Yeah.
You know, that he's there and the girls see him. They said hi to him, went right past, went to the backyard to go to the treehouse. It almost makes me think that the parents did know something maybe had happened in that house, mm-hmm, because the dad was so panicky about them being over there.
And I don't find it surprising the girls also saw the dad. They were two girls following a little ghost girl.
Right.
So it's just interesting. Mm-hmm. No, I totally think they were following a little ghost girl.
I do too.
I really do. Let's listen to another story.
My name is Pam. I'm calling from Aurora, Illinois. Been listening to your show for a while now. Just wanted to call and just tell you a story that happened. I have a trailer at a campground. I believe the campground was built in the 70s. That's when it started. Funny story there. My sister actually used to do phone sales for them, you know, when she, you know, kids would do phone sales back in the 70s. But, so my friend and I are getting ready for bed one night, and I don't know, it's maybe 10 o'clock at night. I have no idea, but all the lights are off. And the only thing that you could see was the light coming in from the moon. Right. So we're sitting there and we're getting ready and we're getting, you know, getting our jammies on and stuff. And all of a sudden, I stop dead in my tracks because I see this black mass come into the bedroom from the hallway. Now, I've always heard, you know, shadow people this, you know, it's really dark. I mean, these people are pitch black. Now, this wasn't a person. This was more of a blob. But it came in from the hallway, stopped, and then went back out. It was almost like we startled it. I wasn't scared. I did not have any type of, you know, it didn't make me nervous at all. It was just, it came in, stopped, and went right back out. And I'm like, huh. And I asked my friend, I'm like, did you see that? And she's like, see what? And I'm like, did you see that? And she's like, I'm like, look, don't play with me. Did you see it? And she says, well, I saw something. And I said, okay, was it a dark mass? And then this mass was probably about 5 or 6 feet off the ground, maybe about 3 feet long or whatever. Again, not any type of figure as of a human or anything like that, just more of a blob. Now, a couple of years prior, same friend, we're in the bedroom getting dressed for bed, and we hear the sliding glass door open. And I'm like, did you hear that? And she's like, yeah. So, of course, you know, because we think someone's coming in, we go out to the living room to see, you know, what's going on. And door wasn't open. The piece of board, you know, sliding glass doors, you know, that you put in there to give it extra secure was still in there. And we don't know what that was. But that's two things that have happened at that trailer at that campground. Now, again, I don't know what was there prior to. I'm sure it was farmland or just a bunch of woods or whatever. But it was just kind of strange. Anyway, I hope you use the story on the air, and we'll talk to you later. Love your show. Thanks a lot.
Did she say that she saw the dark mass and it's floating off the ground and she wasn't really scared?
Yeah.
That's what I thought she said.
She said it just kind of came in, turned around, and went back out.
And it was super matter of fact to her. It was like, I would be like, holy shit. Did you see that? Or nothing would have come out. Like, I'd have been too scared to even say anything.
Yeah.
But she sounds so chill about the whole thing. And then it was like, did you just hear the door open? I did. Let's go look. Nothing here. Like, she's just so matter of fact.
I forgot now we used to put doors, boards in the sliding doors.
Oh, yeah. So you couldn't get them open. I mean, you could certainly break it, but they were so easy to break into that you almost had to use that board there.
Yeah, we always had a board in one.
Yeah.
Whenever we had in our apartments in college and stuff, we always had that board laying out there so we could put it in at night.
I mean, you have no idea what happened on that land before, or maybe it's just a haunted camper. Maybe something happened
it could
to
be.
That camper.
It could be. And I take it that this blob, it was more than just a shadow like going across the walls or something, that it really felt like it was a thing that came into the room.
Sound like a
right?
black mass floating above the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. There's something going on there. But
well,
I'm just
the other thing that was a little odd in that story is her friend didn't seem to say, yes, I saw something, or no, I didn't. You know, she like had to push her.
Maybe she's one of those people who's totally skeptic, and so there's no paranormal, and she's like, I saw something. Don't know.
Yeah. Because she didn't seem overwhelmingly scared either, though.
You know, speaking of skeptics, I lined up an interview just today for the Grave Talks, and this guy either runs it or owns it. It's a sanatorium, an old sanatorium. There's all of these paranormal investigations going on there. It's in Indiana. It's supposed to be one of the most haunted places. And then he's like, I'm just warning you right now. I'll be happy to do the interview, but I'm a total skeptic. I don't believe in any of that. I'm like, that is so interesting that all these paranormal investigators come in and this guy's like, nah, don't believe in it. And I said, that'll make a really interesting interview to me. To talk to somebody.
I'm not
somebody.
Even sure. I'm surprised you want to interview him. Like, I would go, oh, I don't even want to interview if you're just Mr. Negative about everything and you don't even have an open mind enough to think about the possibility.
I think it'll be fascinating to talk to him. Like, so when people present you these things, there's so many questions I have for someone like him. And that kind of maybe that woman's kind of like this, but she did validate it both times. And there was nothing there. So who knows? It could have been, you know, something on the ground before, you know, you just don't know. But it, she was way more chill about seeing a black mask than I would be. I'd have been screaming and running to the nearest Best Western. So if you have a ghost story, and then I don't know what I'd do if there is no one nearby, you can call in anytime at 855-853-4802. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want an ad-free version of the show, you'll get advanced episodes and access to the massive archive. Become a premium subscriber through Apple Podcasts, also through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.